Dictation test.
1번
Honey, this is the structure of the apartment I told you about.
Oh, does it have 3 bedrooms? I thought it was a 2-bedroom apartment.
No, we concluded that we needed more space for the study room and the playroom for our kids, remember?
1. Anyway, I like the fact that it has 2 bathrooms. 2. But isn't it too expensive?
No, because it doesn't have a garage.
I don't care about a garage, as long as it has enough parking space.
Great. Do you see the terrace over here? We can enjoy a mountain view from there.
Fantastic. Let's go see the apartment together someday.
Throwing a surprise party can be a lot of fun. I want to tell you how to host one successfully. First, decide who you will invite to the party. Tell the guests to keep it a secret. Next, visit a store and buy the necessary items. After that, hide all the party supplies. Lastly, have everything ready and decorated before the guest of honor arrives.
Number 1.
I'm so tired these days.
You should leave work early and rest at home.
Number 2.
I left my hat on the subway.
That's too bad. You should call the subway lost and found office right now.
Number 3.
I used to like ice cream when I was a child.
I still love it.
Number 4.
Do you mind if I close the door? It's so cold.
Not at all.
Number 5.
Why the long face?
I finally passed my driving test.
Sabon?
I'm home. Don't be surprised, Mom.
What happened?
I won first prize in the school speech contest.
Congratulations! You did it!
I still can't believe this really happened.
To be honest, I was worried about you. You looked very nervous.
Yes, I did. All my friends encouraged me before I went on the stage. They were a great help to me.
I'm really proud of you.
Oban?
Excuse me, ma'am. I just moved into this place. My name is Peter.
Oh, yes. I'm Carrie Brecker.
Would you mind if I asked a couple of questions?
Of course not.
Are there any grocery stores around here?
Yes, there are some on Washington Street.
I see. And is there a post office near here?
I think there is one opposite the shopping center.
Thanks a lot. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for some hand cream.
What about this one? It has a mild fragrance.
It looks great. How much is it?
It costs $20, but if you buy two now, you will get one free.
Oh, that's a bargain. I'll buy four. Actually, I need six bottles of hand cream.
Okay, come this way.
Hi, Steve. How have you been doing?
Very well. How about you?
Great. What's up?
Do you have time this evening? I have two concert tickets for tonight.
Sounds great. What time does the concert start?
It starts at 8. We can meet at 6:30 and have dinner together before going to the concert.
Sorry, I can't leave my office until 7. What about meeting 30 minutes before it starts? I'll bring some sandwiches for us.
That's good. See you then.
Good morning. This is the weather forecast for today. It will be sunny in Gangwon-do, but there will be rainstorms in Jeolla-do and Gyeongsang-do. The rainstorms will continue until this weekend. The sun will shine on much of Gyeonggi-do. In Chungcheong-do, you'll enjoy a warm day with sunshine. However, thunderstorms will affect Jeju-do. That's all for today's weather. Thank you.
I'm interested in this cell phone. Can you show it to me?
Sure. It weighs only 5 ounces, which makes it the lightest one on the market. And it has a 4.5-inch full HD screen.
What about its internal storage?
This phone has 32 gigabytes, and you can unlock the phone simply by touching it with your finger.
That's good. What else?
It is waterproof.
Okay, I'll take it.
Good choice.
How's your school life these days, Kevin?
Very good. Every day, I play soccer with my friends during lunchtime. What do you usually do during lunchtime, Amy?
I usually listen to music. I'm into hip-hop these days.
I love hip-hop, too. Oh, one of my friends will participate in a hip-hop contest this Saturday. Do you want to go there with me?
Yes, I'd love to. What time does it start?
It starts at 6. I'll go to your house by 5.
Okay.
Number 1. Why don't you put on a mask? The fine dust level is so high today.
I just don't like putting on a mask.
Number 2.
Did you catch a cold?
I did. I guess I kicked my blanket off in the night and nobody covered me with it.
Number 3. How come you are wearing a sleeveless shirt? The weather forecast said it will be rainy and windy this afternoon.
I left my jacket in my car.
Number 4. Can I borrow one of these umbrellas for a couple of hours?
No problem. Just make sure to return it.
Number 5. What did the doctor say?
She said my throat is really swollen. Ruth, help me out.
What can I do for you?
Please taste this tomato soup for me.
It smells so good. Let me taste it.
How do you like it?
Well, have you tasted it yet?
I can't because I've caught a cold, so I can't really taste anything.
That's why. To tell you the truth, it's really salty.
Thanks for being honest. Maybe I should add some water to it.
Great idea.
The school festival is just around the corner. Our club must do something for the festival. Do you have any good ideas?
What do you think of introducing our country, Korea? Lots of foreign students are supposed to visit our school.
That sounds great. Let's make a poster about some popular Korean tourist sites.
Okay. We can also display some Korean traditional masks and fans.
Good idea. To attract more people, we can prepare some Korean food.
Sounds good. I can't wait for the festival. What are you doing?
I can't find the button on the home page.
What button are you looking for?
The refund button. I need to get a refund on my airplane ticket. An important meeting has been scheduled for the day of my flight.
That's too bad. Why don't you call the company? It's much easier than trying to find the button.
I think that'll save me time.
This is very useful when you go to the beach. It is available in different sizes, so you should choose the right size. If you are a poor swimmer, you'll be safe if you wear it. It helps you to float in the water. You can see it on vessels and planes for people to use in case of an emergency.
David, did you watch the soccer game between Belgium and Portugal last night?
No, I didn't.
What happened? I know you never miss a soccer game, especially during the World Cup.
I was so exhausted after helping my mom make kimchi for my grandfather all day.
I know how hard that is from my experience last year.
It took all day. I didn't even do my math assignment.
You'd better hurry up. Mr. O won't accept excuses.
You're right.
You look busy. Do you need my help?
Oh, Sam, can you wrap these pens? They're free gifts for customers.
No problem. Can I use this paper?
Yes, and don't forget to put a sticker on each pen.
A sticker? Where are the stickers?
You don't see them? Oh my, I left them on my desk.
Do you want me to go to your office?
No, I'll call my coworker. That will be faster.
Rachel fell in love with a rock star while listening to his music. She used her dictionary to look up the unknown words from the lyrics and played the song over and over again. In just a few days, she completely memorized the whole song. To her surprise, she recognized some of those words in her English textbook, and she could even compose some sentences by using the expressions that she learned from the song. She thought learning English from pop songs was a very good idea, and wanted to recommend her friend Isabella to use the same method. In this situation, what would Rachel most likely say to Isabella?
You saw the car accident. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. It happened around 7. A white car hit a schoolboy and drove away. The boy was crossing the street when he got hit.
Where did the car go?
I think it headed toward the highway.
Okay. Where were you when the accident occurred? I've been gaining weight these days. Do you have any tips on how to lose weight?
You don't look so fat, but you can do simple things if you want to lose weight.
Oh, like what?
Why don't you have dinner before 6? Eating late in the evening makes you gain weight.
I'll start doing that. What else?
You can walk to school every day.
That's a good idea. Why don't you join me tomorrow morning?